Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Hey, Jamie, how's it going this morning?
It's going pretty good. How about yourself?
Oh, not bad.
Doing all right.
Enjoying that weather yesterday. Not going to be as warm today, but still lots of sunshine.
Absolutely.
All around for everybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
You working?
I am.
Oh, what kind of work do you do?
I work downtown. I'm a secretary.
Very nice.
Cool. Yeah. Cool. Now, do you play this game a lot? Do you play along on the radio?
Actually, I've gotten through one other time before. I had the letter Y. It did not go well.
That sucks. Oh. Well, I hope we do better for you today.
I hope so, too.
We'd love to give you $1,000.
I would love to have $1,000.
I know, right? What would you buy?
Well, it's my daughter's birthday today, so I would probably maybe spoil her a little
bit. Nice. Happy birthday. What's your daughter's name?
Taylor.
Taylor, happy birthday, Taylor. Enjoy your day.
Thanks, guys.
Let's see what you got here.
How old is she?
She is 23.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good for
her.
She's
out of the house and doing God knows what to celebrate
right.
tonight.
You can spoiler her those to-go margaritas from Chili's if you want.
Exactly.
All right, well, Jamie, today you got a much better letter than the letter Y. Today you have the letter J, as in Jamie.
Oh,
Jeff.
Right.
Jen.
Love it.
Jelly.
Jaguar.
Jam. Jack-o'-lantern.
Right. Jalapeno poppers.
Right.
Oh, throw me off with the H sound. That's right.
Jacksonville, sure. Feel free to use any of those.
Jupiter. Juniper.
Oh, all right. Juniper. We had gin last night, and it was lovely. Juniper berries.
Nice.
Gin.
I like it.
Gin
all
is
right.
G, though. Oh, and by the way, one other thing.
Yes.
We're giving you one free pass.
Oh, nice.
Oh, cool.
Yay. I like free passes.
Nice. Yeah. I like that, too.
One free pass.
Yeah, that'll work good.
How fun.
Yeah, you get 9 out of
perfect.
10.
Awesome.
In 30 seconds.
Yep.
So we're putting 30 seconds on the clock, and we'll start the timer as soon as Jen finishes asking the first question.
Right, here it comes. Here it comes, Jamie.
Okay.
All right. With the letter J, name something you buy at Target.
Jelly.
Something yellow.
Pass.
Something hot.
Jalapeno poppers.
A street.
The pass.
A zoo animal.
Jaguar.
An appetizer.
Pass.
Something smooth.
Pass.
An adjective.
Judgy.
A vacation spot.
Jacksonville.
Something sticky.
Oh, man.
Jelly. Jam.
Dang it.
She said jelly before.
I know.
It's just hard. Like, appetizer, you had already said jalapeno poppers.
Yep. Is that what you were thinking when you were like, damn it, I should have saved the jalapeno poppers for that?
Yeah.
I know. I was right there with you. I love Jacksonville. I love the idea of Jacksonville. I've never actually spent time in Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. I lived in Florida and I've been through Jacksonville, but I've never stopped and hung out there.
Yeah.
I have not either, but, you know, it starts with a J, so.
Yeah. Maybe someday.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, listen, you have a great weekend.
But you did pretty good.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yep. And we'll talk to you again soon, I'm sure.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Take
you.
It easy, Jamie.
Have a good one. All right.
Bye-bye. 8:29, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. We're starting off chilly, but later today they're revising the forecasted high from 49 to 50. So we're going to hit the 50 mark by day's end. COVID cases don't going down. They are less concerned about dying from COVID than they have been. In fact, the concern is the lowest since the pandemic started. 52% of Americans say they're no longer afraid of dying from COVID. That's the highest number since July. And 66% say they are optimistic of how the vaccine rollout is going despite the hiccups. Meanwhile, sex workers in the Netherlands say they should be allowed to get back to their jobs, even with government regulations that require 5 feet of distance. In fact, one of the ladies named Princess Patricia, she said, listen, I'm an S&M mistress, so it's no problem for me because I can lock my clients up in a cage.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. She's like, we can play doctor.
Sure.
I can put him on a dog leash. I mean, really, anything is possible.
It's easy to employ a mask or a face covering of some sort.
Yeah. And she said,
I got a lot of options there.
She said she's got an extra long whip, so there's really no risk at all as far as she's concerned.
She can make it work.
Yeah. So they're asking the government to relax those restrictions and let him get back to business.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. This is interesting. North Carolina's next wave of people eligible for the COVID vaccine includes anyone who has smoked at least 100 cigarettes in their lifetime. So you just know, like, some non-smoker out there is going to quickly knock out 100 heaters to make the cut. I'm like, are you kidding me?
We could do that in a day and a half.
How did they prove that you were smoking 100 cigarettes?
Yeah,
I mean, you just have to say you did?
I think so.
From the last time you quit smoking, have you taken one drag or?
Not even a drag.
Yeah, me neither.
Last time was February of 2005. Haven't touched a cigarette since February of 2005.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
for you.
Good.
So do you want to?
12 years.
Every now and then, does it smell good? Or if you walk by someone, you're like.
If I have a, like, right up on smoke, it's too much. But, like, just a. Just a waft of it.
When you smell it from the car in front of you or something like that.
There is a little bit of a. But the idea of that smoke actually going into my lungs is like, no. But it is funny, even after all of these years, because I quit a little over 12 years ago, every once in a while it'll be like, I just have like this, I should go have a cigarette, or, you know, cigarette time. And it's like, no, I don't smoke anymore.
What?
Oh, really? It's kind of weird.
Like, just there were so many different things that it partnered with.
Yeah.
You know, right after dinner with coffee.
Paired with a cocktail.
The socialization of it here at the building when you guys would go outside.
Yeah. So there are still little triggers that linger, but it's not like, oh, I want one.
No.
It's more just like, oh.
I never really smoked full time, but I remember like after I had Penelope, because for me, smoking while stressed was a giant trigger. Mm-hmm. And I remember like the first time, like in the first few weeks that she was born, I was like, oh my God, what I wouldn't give for a Marlboro Light right now. Like I am this close to just going right up to there to the Valero and getting a pack.
Yeah.
The Valero.
But that was the store close to my house in Coleraine. But I was like, man, since then I've found other ways to adapt. But I just remember that being a big trigger for me. Because I felt like I would just socially smoke or drunkenly smoke. And then when I got pregnant, of course, I wasn't smoking. And then I didn't ever go back. I just was like, what wasted time? If I'm already not doing it, just keep not doing it.
Someone lit a cigarette around me recently with a match. And I remember being semi-triggered by the smell of the sulfur burning on them. But I think it had to do with the match more than it did the actual
cigarette
for me.
Did you ever smoke, Tim?
Nope.
Never? Not even like one? Not even 100 cigarettes?
Not 100. Maybe a drag here or there on a drunk night.
Yeah.
But I never even had my own cig. It would be like a puff of someone
Like you would
else's.
Have taken a hit of mine when we were drunk.
Uh-huh. Like when did you start smoking?
Me?
Yeah, what was that? Because for me it was spring break college.
No, it was earlier for me. I dabbled in it.
A pipe in grade school.
Right. Yeah, like my friends, we'd go to Friendly's and we'd, you know, light up at the counter when I was as young as 16. I'm ashamed to say, sorry to say, but I wasn't a regular smoker until probably 19 when I was smoking every day.
Yeah. It was spring break, and then I started in radio, and I was a full-time college student, and I was working at the campus radio station, and I was doing overnights at an hour away at the commercial radio station. And so that's when I discovered coffee. So caffeine and nicotine were the two things that I used.
Hand in hand.
To keep me awake and
I used to
moving.
Smoke same. At 16, Jeff. The same. When I worked at Wendy's, it was like I didn't have any friends. I had just moved out to like that part of Kenton and Boone County from Covington. I had no friends. And so it was like an easy way for me to like talk to people at work when we would go out for a smoke break. And I never really smoked until then.
Yeah, I kind of used it as an escape because I would ditch Sunday school class. This sounds so bad, but like I found myself smoking more on Sundays when I was dragged to church. I would sneak out instead of going to Sunday school class after the service. I would walk down to Friendly's and meet my friends there, and we'd kind of play Sunday school hooky and have a few cigs over a hamburger or something, and then sneak back to the church and meet up with our parents and say, hey, that was a great service.
It would be one thing in life, though, that I would tell people to never do.
No, just don't start.
Yes.
Yeah, once you start.
It's like, don't even dabble.
Forget about it.
Just the curiosity, it's just not worth it.
No.
And it's expensive now.
Oh, really expensive.
Like, really crazy, stupid expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This seems like a promotional stunt that's got its heart right in the right place, but unfortunately, I don't know. I don't know if this is going to take off. Duclaw Brewing in Maryland. Duclaw Brewing has teamed up with the Colon Cancer Foundation and Squatty Potty for a new promotion. Send them your poop, and they'll send you a limited edition six-pack. Now, to clarify, they don't want you to just throw some feces in an envelope, slap a stamp on it, and send it their way. This is actually about colon cancer awareness. You can enter a contest through Sunday, and if you're one of the 100 people they pick, you will get a free home colorectal cancer screening test.
Oh, wow.
And
that's a different way to do it, isn't it?
Yeah, you'd send them a small sample of your poop inside of that in the colorectal cancer screening test. Yeah.
It's a lot better than drinking that nasty whatever.
It's Miralax now.
Oh, is
now
that
you
do?
Just, yeah, you just drink like a whole thing of it. Like 30 doses.
I had to have a colonoscopy after I had my daughter because, like, my systems were just all messed up. And he was like, let's just check you out. And I remember trying to care for, like, a young child at the same time while I was just running to the bathroom to relieve myself. It was not a fun experience. I think pooping in a cup and sending it in for a free six-pack of beer sounds way more appealing.
Wow. Yeah, they have a website set up if you want to participate. It's called giveacrapchallenge.com.
Awesome.
Giveacrapchallenge.com.
That's clever.
And they'll send you back a six-pack of a special sour ale if you're one of the 100 people they pick. And you'll also get the results of the cancer screening test results from the poop sample you sent them.
Wow.
Yeah. 8:43. On that note, we're going to take a break, a number two break. For anyone who needs it, go now.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.